Go for the burn. That's what you do, right? Go for the burn. You know, when you're weightlifting or running or training for your sport, go for the burn. It's where your muscles go beyond the beyond and they start burning. It might feel like you're going to die, but actually, if you follow your reason rather than feelings alone, you realize that in fact, you're going to grow from this burn. Go for the burn. It's a pretty important part of growing physically, building muscle and skill. What about the muscle of your heart? And I don't mean physically keeping active so that your circulation is good and your cholesterol down and you're burning more calories than you take in order to stay in shape from a heart perspective. I don't mean the physical stuff, although that's certainly great stuff to be doing. What about going for the burn regarding your spiritual heart muscle? Our gospel about the two disciples on the road to Emmaus is all about the burn in the heart. They are leaving Jerusalem, where they witnessed their only hope, Jesus Christ, get crucified. They are crushed and think it's all over. They think all of their hopes and dreams have been dashed, and now they just have to get out of Dodge, get out of Jerusalem, and somehow put their life together again and move on. They've been through too much life with its sorrows. They've been through the horror of Calvary, watching their only hope, Jesus Christ, die a gory and bloody death. Yes, they heard from some witnesses that his body was gone, but they themselves did not get to see it with their own eyes, and they did not yet see any appearance of him after the empty tomb was found, so they are stuck still in hopelessness. You and I have been there, right? Had enough of life and its sufferings, thought there was a way out, some promising hope, but it gets dashed, blown to pieces. Well, that's where these two disciples are at. Then Jesus shows up, walking among them, without them knowing it. How many times is Jesus walking among us in our life's trials, and we don't know it? We don't recognize his voice. We don't recognize his appearance. These disciples don't recognize Jesus. They don't realize how powerfully he is really speaking to them as he opens the whole history of salvation to them through the Old Testament. They are walking along on their journey, not recognizing Jesus. But thankfully, at least they are talking about what happened to Jesus on Calvary. Do you and I talk enough about Calvary? Anyhow, Jesus shows up in their midst without them knowing. Once Jesus disappears from them, they acknowledge that their hearts were burning. Did you hear what they said to one another once Jesus disappeared from them? They said, "Were not our hearts burning with fire when he spoke with us on the road?" Seek the burn. There is an intense burning in their hearts, which Jesus wants for them as part of their ability to recognize him and follow him. Seek the spiritual burn in the heart. I'm pretty convinced that for every baptized soul, Jesus desires that at some point in our life, we experience the burn in our heart as a result of our relationship with him and our Father in heaven. I remember my own coming to life my first semester in college. There was an amazing, overwhelming burning in my heart as I heard people speak about knowing God as my Father because of what God had done through Jesus Christ. I believe it's a necessary experience in the spiritual life. I am certain he wants us at some point in our life to experience the burn, the spiritual burn that sets us on fire in our heart so that we can acknowledge him as the Lord of our life and decide to live for him. Have you experienced the spiritual burn in your heart, the fire of God's Holy Spirit letting you know how much He loves you, a love that actually sent Jesus to die for you and rise from the dead so that your greatest enemies could be conquered, the enemies of sin and death? Have you experienced the spiritual burn in the depth of your heart, the burn of God's love for you in Jesus Christ? If not, please ask Him right now to move in your heart so that all doubt can be removed regarding the future and hope and fullness of life He has for you, if you will turn away from sin and seek to be His servant for the rest of your life. Go for the burn, the spiritual burn, which is the fire of the Holy Spirit at the depths of your heart, sent by the Heavenly Father's love for you in Jesus Christ. Where does the spiritual burn eventually lead? The Eucharist. The Eucharist. Jesus disappears from these two disciples precisely after breaking the bread in front of them. This is symbolically to say to them, I am with you in the Eucharist, the bread of my presence until the end of time. It's as if I were sitting still at this table conversing with you. Speak to me. Fellowship with me. I am here with you always in the Eucharist. That's what Jesus was saying to them. The spiritual burn is meant eventually to lead us to the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Let's acknowledge Jesus' presence with greater conviction than ever before as we celebrate this Holy Mass. Amen.